Welcome back to an emergency edition of the Locked On Nets podcast. I'm your host, Josh Bass. Joining me, as always, is Marcus Barahal. Marcus, I don't even know where to begin. This has just been a hectic last few weeks. Not only Netsland, but more importantly, the world this time. How are you?
I'm good. Posted up at home right now. Got my food supply. Family's good so far. Have you been okay, Josh?
Yeah, I'm good. I stocked up on food. I stocked up on beer, and I got some lozenges for my throat, and I'm ready to podcast.
All the essentials.
Exactly. We're going to talk about, of course, the NBA season being suspended because of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Of course, last night Rudy Gobert tested positive for coronavirus. Donovan Mitchell this morning. Those are the only two players or even staff members affiliated with the Jazz that have tested positive. But of course, the nature of the NBA, who knows if they have spread it to anyone either in the interim or before they got tested. And if they were playing, there obviously would have been a massive outbreak. So the NBA doing a very smart, prudent thing, suspending this. Your thoughts on this, Marcus?
Yeah, I mean, obviously neither of us is like a medical expert, but just from like what I think we've both seen and read is that it seems like you can have this this virus in you and not really know it for a few days. So I think that's why Rudy Gobert actually just posted an Instagram a couple minutes before we went live, basically saying that he had no idea he was infected. No excuse, but he was careless, and he hopes that this can be like a warning to everyone to like take this more seriously. And yeah, I think the NBA, obviously it's like it's the most drastic thing they can do other than like outright canceling the season, but I think it's definitely warranted. And like you mentioned, the fact that it could spread like all around the league, and the fact that it can kind of show up, or it can be present in you without symptoms showing up right away, is a big thing, because who knows how long Gobert has had this. The Jazz have played a few teams over the last 2 weeks, and like I saw on Twitter, someone posted like you could basically trace this to all 30 teams in the league over the last 2 weeks, just because like if the Jazz play the Pistons and the Pistons played the Knicks and the Knicks played the Hawks, like it can be traced to all those teams. You don't know who has it and who doesn't. Like you mentioned, the only confirmed cases right now are Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, but I think they tested, I believe, 58 players, staff, journalists after that canceled Jazz Thunder game in Oklahoma City, and just Mitchell turned up positive. So that's at least somewhat good news that those other people aren't currently infected. But yeah, just like a lot of craziness, like a lot of panic, and I think it's kind of rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it goes beyond those that are just in the NBA or work for NBA teams. I mean, Donovan Mitchell was practicing at an Oklahoma City gym before the game last night. And think about how many people you interact with on a daily basis. I think all of us here in New York City understand that with the subway and walking to work or whatnot. We interact with so many people on a daily basis, and it's just so important to practice that safe social distancing because most of us will, almost all of us will be okay, but there's going to be some that aren't when it comes to COVID-19. Obviously, it's going to take up valuable resources. It's going to take up time from folks who were already in the hospital for pre-existing conditions. And just it's a scary situation all around. So this is something to not be taken lightly. And it's rare that world events kind of spill over into the NBA. I think we saw that earlier this year with obviously the situation with Daryl Morey and the comments he made about China and those relationships there. I think this is something definitely that has spilled over, is very serious, and the NBA certainly made the right decision cutting it off. It's going to be disappointing that there's going to be no likely no NBA basketball the rest of this year. What does this mean for folks in the draft, for everything really? But I think there's a lot of questions right now, and I'm clearly rambling.
Yeah, and you mentioned the draft too. Like, there's all the conference championships that were canceled for college basketball. The NHL has postponed their season. Same with baseball delaying the start. MLS, like, it's pretty much every sport that would be going on around this time is now doing this. The only somewhat insight that I can provide with that is that in China, the Chinese Basketball Association, they suspended play back like towards the end of January. Obviously, the virus broke out in China first, and so they their timeline is basically it's somewhat similar to ours, but just like pushed back. So they suspended play in late January, and they are in the process of like getting back ready to resume play, and they're I think looking at the beginning of April to start play. So not necessarily saying that that's going to be the case here at all. It could be sooner, it could be later, but like if it was that same timeline, that would put the NBA resuming around like end of May to beginning of June, and who knows what they would do in terms of like continuing the regular season, just starting with the playoffs, if they're like, who knows what they're going to do. But that was the time period in China, and again, they still haven't resumed yet, but that's what they're planning as of now, about 10 weeks. So that could be what we're looking at here. That's really the only thing we have to go off of right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what they would do. I think like maybe something where they kind of abbreviate the regular season, have a few games to get back in the swing of things, and then, well, the Eastern Conference, the eight teams are basically set. So you can kind of say, yeah, hey, seeding is as is. The Western Conference, maybe you do an abbreviated like six-team tournament with Memphis and Portland getting the byes, and then the other teams that are within, I think, six games of Memphis playing, and then they play each other, and then you obviously shorten the first round from seven games back to five the way it had been, and maybe condense the travel, especially in the finals. It drags out a lot, and try to definitely condense that because there is some margin there to make it more efficient. I don't know. I'm just spitballing, but I think that could work.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the NBA definitely like wants to test some of this stuff anyway. Like I've heard that they want to test like pushing the season back to start around Christmas and go into the summer. So like that's like, this is like very small potatoes, but that's like maybe one positive to take from this is that maybe we'll get basketball in the summer if it does end up happening at all. There's so many complications. Like there's players who are supposed to enter free agency on June 30th, maybe being asked to like play games beyond that. That would all have to be like negotiated and figured out. And then obviously like if the season were to push into like August or however long it ends up being pushed into, does that delay the start of next season? And like all the stuff about like rumored midseason tournaments, like how is that impacted by this? There's a lot of real life consequences to this that are way, way, way more important than any of this, but there are also ramifications in basketball, which is what we are supposed to be podcasting about. So yeah,
Maybe do an Elam ending for every game.
Oh wow.
It doesn't slow anything down.
Yeah, could be.
I just love the Elam ending.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, Marks, it is possible that Jacques Vaughn could coach the Nets and be undefeated in his tenure here.
Yeah, also, there was the thing that you brought up to me over text, and that I saw someone, I think, tweeted at a friend of the podcast, Christian Winfield, about, like, does this mean that like KD and Kyrie could eventually like join the team for the playoffs this year? Obviously, like we've been saying throughout this podcast, like way more important things, but that is like an interesting question. If they were to join the Nets as a 7 seed and the Nets were like fully healthy, they would in theory have the two best players in a series against like the Raptors or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I think KD, honestly, it seems like he would be more likely to come back than Kyrie, because Kyrie...
I kind of agree.
Right? Yeah. I mean, KD is basically, like, I think if there's resumed play in, like, May or June, I think KD could be back.
Yeah, which
like,
is...
Like, Kyrie, insane. I don't think so, because he just had arthroscopic surgery in March. You figure that's going to put him out at least, like, I don't know, 6 months? Especially because you want to be cautious with him.
Right. Yeah. And I guess, like... You probably want to be cautious with KD too, but I mean, like, there are rumors he was going to be playing in the Olympics, mm-hmm. which were, like, not confirmed, but, like, even the fact that it was, like, a consideration tells me that he would be ready at some point in the summer. So who knows, you know? Maybe we'll see KD in a Nets jersey before we see Kyrie again.
That would be quite interesting. I think, yeah, as we're on this podcast recording, just got news that the entire NCAA tournament is canceled, which makes a ton of sense. All of the conference tournaments got canceled. At this point, no sense putting other people in jeopardy, especially when these are people that, remember, not getting paid. So you're just throwing them out there.
Yeah.
So, makes a ton of sense for these students not to be out there on the court.
Yeah, I'm assuming the draft would also be pushed back, probably to whenever they end up doing the season, like shortly after that, and free agency as well.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine being like a guy now who's planning to go to the draft. There's so much uncertainty in terms of like these, like how is the combine going to work? Any of these pre-draft camps, pre-draft workouts for individual teams, like everything.
Yeah, and the NBA. Yeah, the NBA had a board of governors call today. It was supposed to be, I think, at 12:30, but got pushed to 3:30. So it's either like wrapping up now or like just getting out. But Woj did tweet like a minute or two before we started recording that NBA owners are encouraging Adam Silver to reevaluate the league suspension in 30 days, which would be basically half of what the Chinese Basketball Association took off. That would be about 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks. So no guarantee that the NBA is back in 30 days, but it seems like it's going to be at least 30 days is how I would read into that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, they can reevaluate it in 30 days. They shouldn't make a rash decision, but they can do whatever they want on the evaluation front. I just want everyone to be extremely safe and cautious because these are people's lives at stake.
Yeah, for sure. And like NBA players, like as a whole, are extremely healthy for the most part. They're all relatively young, so like they themselves won't be the guys who like suffer the most drastic consequences from this, like for the most part. But they interact with young fans, they interact with old fans, like people on the training staff and front offices. There's just so many other people that this can affect, and we saw how quickly it can spread. We're still seeing that now, and I think a lot of people are still struggling to grasp like how quickly it does spread because there have been so few tests conducted. Like, we don't really have an accurate number as to how many people are infected, but I think it's pretty clear to anyone that like the number is far higher than the amount of confirmed cases. Like, way more people have it than have been confirmed. So just it makes complete sense to shut everything down and just try to limit this as much as possible and try to keep as many people safe as possible.
Yep. Makes a ton of sense. I mean, we're going to be here with constant updates. We'll do some, I think, recapping of the Nets season thus far next week. But first and foremost, priority should be everyone being safe, of course, and want to wish everyone well in this very trying time. If you're so inclined, please subscribe to the podcast, rate us, review us, hopefully 5 stars. Follow us on Twitter, sorry. I'm at JM Bass, Marcus is at Marcus Barahal, and of course the podcast is at...
Aren't you JM Bass underscore?
Yeah, what'd I say?
You just said JM Bass.
Underscore. Thank you, Marcus. I'm glad someone's paying attention. The podcast is at Locked On Nets, and how about you go check out our friends over at the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. You know, it's uncertain whether it's going to happen, but the content is still top-notch. Go and check out all the prospects they're talking about over there on Locked On NFL Draft.
Also, just quickly to throw in, Gavin and I had that podcast that we've been putting out the first two parts of. Part 3 will be out tomorrow, and then hopefully we'll have more info over the weekend, and we can regroup heading into next week.
Take care.